Yeah, we are back on air, and we are together with David in the studio. A very good morning to yourself. And what do you have for us this morning?
Good morning, Matthias. Good morning to our listeners. Today we are going to speak about food security. Mm-hmm. I'll be speaking to the beauty queen. You know, we have been speaking a lot on economic matters, but we need to understand that there are various perspectives also. I'll be speaking to Miss Namibia 2024, that is Priska Anyolo, and she'll be speaking about her role in food security and what is the necessity of using your brand as, is either as, you know, a personality within an entertainment field. And we are also going to give an example also of those, either is pop star, this is, you know, athletes, why they're at their prime to say, how do you use your name and your brand also to change lives? And we are going to look at one of the things that, one of the projects that she also embarked on, particularly when it's coming to food security and also assisting the vulnerables, because it's quite something that need to be looked at, because you find a lot of people, you can be famous, you can be rich, you can be maybe a sports star to say, but there is much that we need to do looking at the context that Namibia is in right now. The other time we were just talking about migration and food insecurity, and also why people are moving from other countries to Namibia to look for survival. Mm-hmm. But we also have hunger here. How are our people deal with problems at home? And yeah, she's, I think it's going to be a very interesting conversation. It's going to be a very interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Particularly when you look at, young lady, which is an example to us also young people to say, what can you do instead of you, celebrating victory, being at the prime either of your career or being at the spotlight? What can you do with that, spotlight to assist those who are in need? Yeah, it's quite a humanitarian conversation, but it's also a conversation of, contributing to national development.
Yeah, I also saw that one of the projects which she is running received a boost from Santam.
Yeah,
of 150,000.
Yeah,
Namibian dollars. So, you know, perhaps it will be a very, very good opportunity for her to explain why she engaged in such a project. But, you know, according to the World Bank.
Yeah.
According to the World Bank, food security.
Yeah.
Is defined as, people, when they have, everything they need nutritious wise.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, in Namibia, I did the research.
Yeah.
In Namibia, and I realized some people only eat to fill up the stomach.
Yeah, I think it's a very good observation, and it's an honest observation to say, because, you know, you may be eating 3 times a day, but you are not eating, you are just eating because of what is there.
Yeah.
But, basic needs of a human being is a balanced diet. Eating, not just for the sake of filling your stomach. But you may be end up filling your stomach with poison because you are eating what is there. You are filling with what is there.
Mm.
But you need expensive food, just basic balanced diet. Because if you eat healthy, then that is one of the basic requirements of an individual. Because you find a person who is coming from a house where he's eating 3 times a day, but this person can be found with a deficiency or malnutrition. Because nutrients are not enough, but what we are looking at it is the ability of individuals not only to give them food, but also to give them training and sustainable project. Because in Namibia, I'm not a good fan of you bringing banks of maize to people, or this thing of giving money. Food to people, but teach them also how to make their own food and be sustainable. And I think that is where the conversation will go to, and also see what are the aspects of skill transfer also to say, I'm not just here to assist you, but I'm also here to make sure that, I observe how you are going to assist yourself with the skills which I'm giving you.
Right. That was a snapshot of exactly what you are going to receive in full, in detail in the Element Scoop this morning. And, stick around for more from myself, Mathieu Sangala. Bye-bye for now.
Join us every weekday for the Twilight between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. where we discuss various ways on how we can develop our country. The Twilight before the sun comes up. Join us every weekday for the Twilight between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. where we discuss various ways on how we can develop our country. The Twilight before the sun comes up.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia. Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the R.
Ni pura mi ingenio wapubwa Eva Tere uliko ni maundu tuto ingida Ashike kapenu weko tete okoewe eku kurile Oshafa fana nongeshefe ili mehola mo Iho otike ko vano hele ko shiwana Kono ngeshefa ya pungo kukaraya ko vano Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka Okupitira oipindi konu honda doi inawa Minuto otukwetira o special ange Dashake ngeshefa omarude itayo loka Otunu ushendi fenawa nofumuna oijaweri nawa Ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM Onura itatime bari heali nola natu heali bari no heali Ineko mderewa mura hetatu natu bari o hetatu batatu Oma Lane, Eagle FM, the
I. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any other.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build?
Yes, why do you give a tender to somebody you know does not have a capacity to build? So, good morning. Good morning to our dear listeners. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And you are listening to your number one talk radio station in Namibia. That is Eagle FM. The time is 12 minutes past the hour of 6. And it's the 25th of September, 2025. We have 5 days before the end of the month. We'll be left with 2 months before December, and that will bring us to the conclusion of the year. So this morning we are greeting you wherever you are finding yourself. We understand some of you are on your way to work, some of you are traveling from town to another town, from a village to another village, some of you are going back home from work, some of you are continuing with your shift. And indeed, some of you are still contemplating on what to do. You are planning what to do and what, not to do. And, the fact that you are awake, that is, number 1 point out of 100. You just need to put on gear 1 and see what can you do. Moving forward, because there are a lot of things that we can do within our control. And there are also those which are without, our control. That's why. So it's important to understand what can you control and what you cannot control, and also do the best of what you can do without expecting something in return, or do something good without expecting something in return. Do something with a good heart and see what you can do. So for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And we are here until the hour of 8. We are here until the hour of 8. And I think it's quite important. It's quite important to thank Mathieu Sangala with the Twilight. And This is the program that we discuss economic matters, we discuss developmental issues, we discuss global affairs, we discuss issues of international trade, we discuss investment, and everything that is contained with bread and butter, everything that is contained with bread and butter. What is that which affects the bread and butter? And what can we do? How can we elevate the conversation beyond the mere conversation? How can we elevate the conversation beyond discussing about weather? What can we do to make sure that we put something on the table and improve the lives of people? So let's look at paying the bills, then move forward.
Get your monthly essential products for just $599 million at USAID. Get 10 kilogram each of maize and white sugar, champion super maize meal and bokomo fetal flour, also 5 kilos nice rice as well as 500 grams grande pasta, all 5 products for only $599 million. You save, I save, yes we all save at USAID.
Yes, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. As I indicated earlier that this is your developmental conversation program. This is where we discuss about issues which affect bread and butter, issues at home, issues in the region, and also issues at international affairs. And we are indicating to you, as long as our country is where it is now, as long as our country is where it is now, we must make sure that the conversation that we bring on the table, a conversation with matters, a conversation which at least will assist one or two person, and a conversation that thought-provoking to that context that when we bring about this conversation, at least these are the conversation which will allow you to think, which will allow you to innovate, which will allow you also to add value. Either to the thinking, either to the product that you are bringing about, and also have a different approach on how do we deal with matters, because we are saying it's not correct, it's not right, it can't be business as usual, especially when you look at where our country is in terms of challenges that we are facing, either is climate, either is unemployment, either is issues of energy, either is issues of economic inequality, issues of hunger, and many issues of governance, issues of good governance, issues of coherence between policy planning and policy implementation, and also many other issues that we need to deal with. And we can only do that if we come on the table and we have one conversation on what can be done. That is why this is not only one directed conversation. It's not only one directed conversation. It's also, a program that allows constructive criticism, a program that allows you to call in so that you can give your opinion, you can give your view, you can, ask your questions, and you can also make sure that, your point is heard, because we understand that for you to build institutions, for you to build states and nations, you do not need necessarily people that are agreeing with you on everything. You need people who argue with you professionally, who debate with you, and also people who give an alternative way of doing things, because it could be that you are an individual who has a better alternative way on how you approach things. You have a better policy on development, and you coming on this show, you coming on this program to give your input, then it will be important, because you are not only talking to me, because you are educating thousands and thousands of people who are listening to Eagle FM Namibia, and you'll be able to direct the conversation to the right direction. So before we go to what we have on the table today, we are always encouraging you. We are always encouraging you to make sure that you don't miss out. You don't miss out on conversation at Eagle FM Namibia by making sure that you follow us. Follow us at all our social media platform. Follow Eagle FM Namibia on Facebook, X, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Like and share the page of Eagle FM, because that is the only way that you'll be able to be up to date when it's coming to economic affairs, when it's coming to developmental affairs, when it's coming to issues of governance and trade. And you will not miss out, because the interesting thing is that when you share and like our page, not only for your own good, but also for the goodness of those who are following you, because they will be able also not to miss out when it's coming to economic and developmental conversation, because that is exactly what we need. That is exactly what we need, because we need to change the status quo. We need to change, how things are to the right way. And we also need to see if we have a national developmental plan on the table, what is that is expected for me as a media professional? What is that is expected for me as a taxi driver? What is that is expected for me as a student, as a researcher, as a policymaker, as a medical professional? What is that expected to you to make sure that what which you studied for, what is that you are doing at that point in time? How does it contribute to the broad up goal of national development and also regional to continental also, because we are not standing on our own. We are standing on a continental agenda of Agenda 2063 and also United Nations Sustainable Developmental Goals Agenda of 2030, because we are looking at that direction. But it's always very important to make sure that you see where and how you can contribute to this development. The other thing is also that do not miss out. We have our e-paper. That is a Villager newspaper. It's an e-paper that you get for free. And it's an economic paper that we advise you to make sure that you read every Monday morning, every Wednesday morning, and also every Friday morning. Because with the Villager newspaper, we give you content and context on development issues, policy issues, innovation issues, issues of trade, and also issues of governance. We touch on issues of food security, and indeed also part of entertainment and also investment. That is why we are telling you to say like and share the page of the Villager newspaper, because that is an e-paper that will give you content and also context of what is happening at home, in the region, in the continent, and also at the global arena. So we are always indicating to say, if you are a researcher, you are an academician, you are a policymaker, you are a student, you are a developmental enthusiast, make sure that the Villager newspaper is part of your sources of information, because in that regard, that is where you get tips, that is where you get a point of departure when you are doing your research. You'll be able also to get sources, because if you find yourself in a situation where you're in academia and your mentor, your supervisor, your lecturer is saying, give me content and up-to-date sources, do not worry, because we got you. We got you in the context that the reports, updates that we are giving you can be able to lead you to current sources, current development in the field of development, economics, governance, trade, agriculture, and innovation. So with that, your life will be more easier. So what you can do also to make sure that you get the Villager newspaper every Monday morning, every Wednesday morning, and also every Friday morning, apart from liking and sharing our page on all our social media, and also use that link to get the Villager newspaper, you can also subscribe and send your name to this number and save it as your WhatsApp contact detail, because when you save this number as your WhatsApp contact detail, every Monday morning, Wednesday morning, and Friday morning, we'll be able to send you that soft copy of what is happening in terms of development. Send your name to this number, 081-200-4144, 081-200-4144. When you do that and you save that number as your WhatsApp contact detail, you will not miss out, and you will improve your content and also your absorption of economic information. Because we are always telling you to say, if you want to make long-term economic and business decision, you may need to make sure that you have economic intelligence, you have business intelligence, you have economic insight on what is happening, and you can be able to strategically plan and implement those decisions, and also upgrade yourself, because it cannot be correct. You are operating something, you are having a certain project, but where you have been for the past 10 years is where you are now. There might be something that you can do better, and that is equipping yourself with information. So apart from that, you can also be able to download Eagle FM app. You can be able to download the Gale FM app. We are telling you to say the world has changed so much to that extent that it's those who with technological advancement that will be able to survive and also be able to navigate this complicated and changing world every day. So make sure that you download Eagle FM app. Go to your Play Store, go to your App Store. Make sure that you download the Eagle FM app, because the beauty of downloading Eagle FM app is that when you download it, you'll be able to listen to the programs which are on air at that point in time. And you can also catch up to listen to the previous program by checking on the podcast, because sometimes you are doing something of equal importance at a point, at a time where a certain program that you wish to listen to is playing on air. So what you can do, you can also use podcast. Go to that app and check where there is podcast. Then you can track down. That is actually an open archive where you can track down programs that have passed. And you can listen to those programs at your own time and at your own pace. And yeah, the other thing is also that we have Imba app. We have Imba app. Imba app is a digital version of a hymn book that is in various Namibian languages. Either is Ochiwambo, that is your Ehangano. Either is Ochierero, that is your Maimburiro. Either is Afrikaans, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So in a situation that you find yourself, maybe you are at church or at an occasion where you have to sing from a hymn book, you do not need to worry. You do not need to worry if you do not have a hard copy hymn book, because in the world of advancement on technology, you can be able to download Imba app. And when you download Imba app, you can be able to follow, and you can be able to have access to the digital version of a hymn book. So, and yeah, before we go to what we have on the table today, it's also crucial, very important to make sure that you boost your business, especially when it's coming to month end. Make sure that you negotiate and speak with our marketing manager. That is Meme Monica Ipinge. And you can only do that. And again, when you communicate, you'll be able also to buy airtime on air. You'll be able to buy airtime on air. So you can just communicate to her to this number, 083-288-400. 083-288-400. And you'll be able to advertise your business, buy airtime on air, because we are always indicating to you that money invested in advertisement is money on the way back to the owner. If you invest in advertisement, that is money back to you in expanded revenue, because when you advertise with us, you can be able to reach a maximum number of potential clients, and you can be able to boost your business in that regard. Either you are SME, you are a middle business, you are a corporation, make sure that you buy airtime on air, and you can also buy a page in the Villager newspaper, because when those CEOs, when those investors, when those trade analysts are going to read the Villager newspaper, they'll be able to see your name there, and they'll be able to see the product and the services that you are offering. Then you bought yourself a luxury of expanding your business and also expanding your revenue. So talk to our marketing manager, and you will not miss out, because the interesting thing is that with the Villager newspaper and Eagle FM app, we are not only being listened in Namibia, not only in South Africa, not only in SADC region, but wherever you are. As long as you have connection to internet, wherever you are, we'll be able to reach you. And with that, you can be able to expand your business in that regard. So it's 28 minutes past the hour of 6. And we are here until the hour of 8. And we are going to look at what is happening on an international ground before we go to the guest for today. We are going to look at what is happening around, either is political, trade, is governance. And as we understand that there is an ongoing United Nations General Assembly, there is an ongoing United Nations General Assembly, and for the first time in the history of Namibia, the first female president democratically elected has given a speech at UN General Assembly. And we're able to look shortly in that speech, what was in our diplomatic toolkit at the state level, what was in our diplomatic toolkit, what is that the president has to say. And also, from there, we are also going to look at what is happening around, particularly in Africa. what is happening in DRC, what's happening in Malawi regarding you know, elections. We understand that you know, in Africa, democracy is maturing, although we are saying at some point it's not maturing. People are accepting, conceding defeat. You got defeated, you give the chair without any, you know, violence. But we are going to look at that news also. But for now, let us look at, let's pay the bills, let's pay the bills. Then we'll go directly into that. And yeah, stay tuned, stay tuned. We are here until the hour of 8.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia. Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the RR.
Ripura ninge no wapungwa eva tere urikoni maundu tuto ingida Hashikeka penu mweko tete okoe ekukulile Oshafa fana nongeshe feiri mehola mo Iho otike kovano hile koshuali Onongeshe faa ya pungwa kukaraya kovano Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka Okupitira oipindi konu honda doi inawa Minuto otupitira o special ange Tashake ngeshe faa komarude dayo loka Oponu ushenji fenawa nokumuna oijamweli nawa Ninge pata
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who, you know, does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we have been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
the views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any other.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who, you know, does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we have been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle at them.
Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And the time is 32 minutes past the hour of 6. And yeah, let us look at what is happening on international ground. What is happening on international ground? What is that happening on an international ground? It was stated that the president of Namibia, that is Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, for the first time took a stand and contributed to the session number 80 of United Nations General Assembly. And as you understand that head of states and government around 150 countries of the world, they are gathered in New York and talking about global issues at the United Nations General Assembly. And Her Excellency took a stand and has to speak and give his perspective to say what is on Namibia diplomatic toolkit, what is that Namibia has to sell to the world. And it's also a matter of setting a tone and also establishing yourself for the first time making your presence in the United Nations General Assembly as a president. And one of the things that the president has said, she has to reflect on the 80 years, anniversary of United Nations General Assembly, and also look at what are those things that that United Nations stood for. What are those things that United Nations stood for? From peace, humanitarian assistance, and also assisting countries that are in need. And also look at Namibia as a case study, because when it comes to United Nations, as we have been speaking about all these weeks, especially from last week, is Namibia being a successful case study of the role of United Nations, because on international affairs, Namibia is regarded as the brainchild of United Nations. Couldn't be here before, because it couldn't be here, but effort of United Nations. Although United Nations have some of the case studies of failure, Namibia is a successful case study of United Nations. And the president also has to reflect on her personal journey with United Nations, especially from 1974. That is a long time ago. 1974. Ask yourself, how old were you? Were you here? You were not here. It's also the question which I'm asking myself. 1974, when she engaged with United Nations in various capacity, and also established what is that now as a president of the country. And looking into that speech, you can also be able to see that what Namibia is communicating at home is also what this is communicating on international affairs. And that is what we call extension of domestic policy on international ground, to say when you have problems at home, when you go outside, you speak about what you need, and you also speak about what is that you are giving to the world. And the president spoke about the legacy of the 8th administration, spoke about aspect of unity and diversity, natural resource beneficiation, youth empowerment, and sustainable development, spoke about the establishment of Vision 2030, it's a blueprint, spoke about NDP 6, African Agenda 2063, and UN Agenda 2030. And the other thing is also that in fact, it's a summary of what had been spoken about in Namibia. It's a summary of what had been spoken about in Namibia, especially looking at what are some of the challenges Namibia is facing, and also the world is facing. And I think it's quite also crucial also to look at the constitute of this speech, because it's a summary of challenges, and it's also a summary of what is that the country wants from the world. The other thing that was stated is also that currently Namibia cabinet has 57% of women. Namibia cabinet has 57% of women, which is almost 60%. And that is where we are standing, and that is what the president has to say. Namibia continue to make progress in the area of women in decision making, especially when you stand at 57% of women in cabinet. Because not only in cabinet, when you look at the structure of governance of Namibia, when you look at the structure of governance of Namibia, you can be able to see that Namibia is the only country in Africa, maybe in the world, where you have a president who's a woman, a vice president who's a woman, three critical ministries, finance, foreign affairs, and also you can name it as communication. That is women. On top of that, the Speaker of Parliament too is a woman. The Prosecutor General too is a woman. And you'll be able also to see the shift in terms of how things have been. And you can also be able to see that Namibia is doing quite well in terms of integrating those who were not part of the mainstream governance, or those who were not given that opportunity. That's why the cabinet is at 57% of women. And also, it's something that we also need to look at. It's something that we also need to look at, because we've been asking questions to say, what is that we can do best to make sure that at the end of the day, we achieve the intended goal. Number one is gender equality. The other thing is also efficiency. And one of the debates we were stated is that of that of gender equality, can you also measure the outcome? Because remember, there was an aspect of Zebra style to say in Parliament, make sure that the women and the men, women and the men, 50%. Then somebody asked to say, what is the effectiveness of gender equality? Are we putting women because they are women, or we are putting women because they are able? But when you look at it, these are the people who have been in the industry, and we also need to see what will happen moving forward. And just to look at that, also the aspect of United Nations Security Council that had been spoken about, the president also spoke about it, and she also spoke about the question of Western Sahara, the injustice of the people, the injustice which happened to people of Western Sahara. And it's quite content-based speech, and he did not shy away from what had been said, especially when you look at founding presidents and previous presidents. And he also called for removal of sanctions of Cuba and Zimbabwe, and also have to protect Venezuela, that is a good friend of Namibia. And just in summary, what the president said is that look at the history of United Nations and Namibia. Look at the challenges which are happening around the world. Look at the oppressed countries and what need to be done, especially by United Nations. The protection of Zimbabwe, removal of sanctions from Zimbabwe and also Cuba, and also the protection of the state of Venezuela. And lastly, she spoke about what even a small country, even smaller nations have voice, and when voice are heard, peace, justice will prevail. So, That is from the President of Namibia at the United Nations General Assembly, and something that need to be looked at. Yeah. Before we go to what we have on the table, because today, as I indicated, we are going to have a guest in the studio. We have a guest that is Miss Namibia 2024. I want to speak with the beauty queen, especially when it comes to food security. And it's also very important for you to not go anywhere. Keep listening. Not go anywhere, because we are going to have that conversation. But it's quite important to look at what is happening in Africa, because we have been talking about the elections in Malawi. We've been talking about the elections in Malawi, and the result finally came out. The results, finally came out to say the former president defeated the sitting president, who defeated him beforehand.
Save and win at WB in the Pick a Box birthday promo. Enter today with your Smart Buy card. Get a 2 kg bag of Tasty Rice for just $39.99. 3x1 liter Crystal Gold Olive Oil Blend for $199.99. A 500 g Sunshine D Original Brick for only $19.99. And 2 2-liter Fanta bottles for a sweet $37.99. Learn more about Pick a Box at www.burmanbrock.com. T's and C's apply. We care.
Yeah, as we stated, is that in Malawi, the sitting president was officially defeated. The results came out to say Prof. Peter Mutharika, won the elections, the national elections of Malawi, with 57%. And why Lazarus Chakwera, the sitting president, also won with, 33%. And I'm able also to understand that Lazarus Chakwera, just before the official announcement of result, stated that he has to call his opponent. And also to accept the defeat, because at the end of the day, there's a new sheriff which is coming in town, and that is the nature of democracy, and that is the nature of democracy, because at the end of the day, new government is coming in, new ministers are coming in, new administrations are coming in, and that is the nature of democracy. At the end of the day, it's a democratic battle. It's a war of civilized men to say, instead of us going to fight with guns, who is going to take over the seat? Let us look at the will of the people. And Chakwera accepted defeat to say, no, guys, let us give the chair. We did what we could in the past 5 years. Now, this is a salutation of a new president. Who he defeated the previous term, actually. And this is exactly is a trend which is coming to say, in Africa now, you defeat that, you go home. You give opportunity to another person, you come back, you beat him or her, depends on the political environment. It happened in Botswana. It happened in Botswana, where Masisi was so surprised also. Got defeated by Duma Mboko. Those of you who do not understand, Duma Mboko was in opposition by then. He struggled so much. Don't just look at the men wearing expensive suits. But, he suffered too. Then he managed to win democratic elections. Then, what is also important about this transition is also, the economic part of it, to say, if you have a stable democracy, you don't go to the bush when you are defeated, you accept. That is the nature of democracy. And when you are defeated and you accept, it's also easy for institution, also for stability of institution, also for investors, because your market also depends on how stable you are politically. That's why in America, it's the most powerful country in the world. We can debate about that, but when you are defeated, you go home. You can talk about that in the corridors of but the White House, somebody has to be there to run business, because people, they do not have time. they do not have time. Business people do not have time because you are there to serve. After you are out, put a new head of state. So let us look at this news. Let us look at this news. And from there, we go directly to what we have on the table. Go directly to what we have on the table.
Former Malawi leader Peter Mutharika was declared the winner of the presidential election on Thursday. He won the election by a significant margin, securing 57% of the votes, while the current president Lazarus Chakwera received 33% and considered defeat earlier that day. This announcement marks a major political comeback for the 85-year-old Mutharika, who previously served as president from 2014 to 2020 before losing to Chakwera by a wide margin. Mutharika now inherits an economy in deep crisis, facing a severe shortage of fuel and foreign currency in this impoverished Southern African nation. Before conceding, Chakwera's party raised concerns about serious anomalies during the vote-counting process. However, the chairperson of the Electoral Commission, Justice Annabelle Mtalimanja, expressed gratitude to everyone for ensuring that the elections occurred smoothly and without any significant logistical issues. The swearing-in ceremony is expected to take place 7 days after the announcement of the results, according to the Electoral Commission. Malawians also voted for the makeup of parliament and more than 500 local government representatives.
Yeah, the elections in Malawi went smoothly. And Peter Mutharika has to take over. Now, for those of you who don't know Mutharika, he was the president already. And before that, he was in a legal profession for quite some time, and he was a professor of law who taught at the University of Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Also taught at the University of Haile Selassie in Ethiopia. He taught in the U.S. And also at the United Nations Institute for Training Research Program Foreign Service, at Makerere University in Uganda, Washington University. And also taught as he was also an academic advisor. He's one of the well-read men. Used to be a most feared lawyer in Malawi. But that is a political comeback because they say in politics one day is like a year in politics, because in one day a lot of things can happen. Because in politics it's also a political comeback, because politicians, they are known to have different tactics. Do not laugh when he is down, because he might be planning to come back even after 10 years. We have seen that. And we have also seen it in Namibia, where some people, they thought that they were gone. But when they come back, they are coming back bold. Then you are asked to say, what is that tactic that politicians use to come back? Because there is always a survival tactic. Sometimes you think a person lost elections many times. Then you think a person will not come back. Person is expelled from a party or so. But, is how you conclude. It's not about the process. It's how you finalize. Because, just not to go deep. If you look at, for example, Prime Minister, you go to the history of Namibian politics. Nobody thought he would be a Prime Minister. People were so, even me, I never thought about that. Now he's the second powerful person in Namibia, having power, and also having power to run government business. And also, that's why in politics, and also in life, to say, do not look down on a person. Do not look down on a person. Don't think a person is finished, because what the plans that the life has for that person, they are not yet revealed to you. That's why it's a lesson to learn. It's a lesson to learn. Because imagine if Mutharika was treated badly by the sitting president. What would happen? We would have a case like of Zambia and many other countries. That's why there is always stems. There is stem for everything. So, but yeah, let's look at commercial break. Then we'll look at what is the beauty queen has for us, especially when it comes to food security. And also we look at what lesson can we learn. Either you are a music star, you are an athlete, you are at your prime, you are at the highest, at the peak of your career, particularly careers which are in the public, particularly career which require public attention, and you have everybody who is watching you. What can you do with that title? What can you do with that name to impact others? Because at the end of the day, there will be another one. There will be another one in town, and you also regret about what have you done with that opportunity that you got when you got all the awards. Because remember, at any point in time in Namibia, there is a superstar. But at any point in time, there is another superstar who is coming. At any point in time, there was top musicians in Namibia, but there are now new top musicians. When Miss Namibia of 2000 was getting a crown, everybody was looking at that person. All the newspapers were writing about that person. You are in everybody's lips. Then the question will only be, how long are you going to be there, and what have you done with your title while you are there? Those are the questions that we are asking. At any point in time, there was the Peter Shabulile of these days. There were Ricardo Manetti and many other people who were superstars at that point in time. Then the question you're asking yourself is that at that point in time, what can we do when we have that opportunity? So we're going to be in the conversation with Prisca Anyoro. To look at what they have done, particularly we're looking at the current project with Santam. What is that, what motivated this young lady? And also look at what is the impact of this to an ordinary person? And also the very important thing is also what lesson can we learn? What lesson can we learn? And also moving forward, because at the end of the day, it's about impact. At the end of the day, it's about not about yourself, but what you do for other people, and also what you do for the country. So, let us look at, let's pay the bills, then we come straight with that conversation. Then we come straight with that conversation.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia. Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the RR.
Lipura mingi ni wapungwa eva tere urikoni maundu tuto ingida Hashike kapenu we otite okowe ekukulile Oshasa fana nongeshefuri lehola mo Iho otike kovano hile koshuala Kono ngeshefa ya kumbwa kukaraya kovano Kukupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka Kukupitira oipindi konu honda doi inawa Minuto otukupitira o special Ange tashake ngeshefa omarude dayo waka Otoni ushendi fenawa lukumona oijaweri nawa Ninge pa
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who, you know, does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are looking at economic development. We are looking at issues which are contributing to national development. And today, this morning, we are going to speak about food security. We are going to speak about the aspect of food security. So you understand that hunger is one of the aspects that United Nations Sustainable Developmental Goals have been also trying to achieve. But there is a little bit of a problem in looking at the situation of Namibia. But today in the studio, I'm joined by Miss Namibia 2024. That is your beauty queen, Prisca Anyol. Today she is not here to talk about entertainment. She is here to talk about serious business of food security. And just yesterday, Santam has sponsored the project of Miss Namibia 2024, but this project is on food security, where she is busy helping and assisting also community, especially within Windhoek Rural, to upgrade their food, production capacity with new technology and also development. And for us to unpack this more, you are going to hear from Miss Namibia 2024, Prisca Anyol, and who engage us on that. So, Prisca, good morning, and welcome to Early Morning Scoop. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. It is an absolute pleasure and honor to be here.
Yes, Prisca, you are at the forefront of food security, and we have seen what you partnered with. Maybe first, what motivated you? What motivated you to come up with this project?
I think I have always been passionate when it comes to food security and poverty eradication. Mm. This was way before I started my Miss Namibia journey, way back when I lived in South Africa, still attaining my bachelor degree in journalism and media technology in Johannesburg, South Africa. And I used to, make simple meals to feed homeless people in Braamfontein in Johannesburg. And that's where I realized, actually, when it comes to food security and poverty eradication, we are just helping people to be more dependent, especially on donations. And we also want to, always reinforce that energy mentality that Africans are beggars. And I said, you know what, once I move back to Namibia and I start my new charity and I start my new advocacy, I will continue on the same path of eradicating poverty, because I am someone who is so against malnutrition and hunger.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't accept that there are still little children in Namibia dying from hunger.
Yeah.
And there is actually over 30% of Namibians who are currently faced with multidimensional poverty. And I said, okay, what can I do to change the face of food security in Namibia? What role can I play, not only as a beauty pageant queen, but also as a member of Namibia who is extremely committed to helping our people and to further develop their skills and to change their livelihood? So that's when I started Crowning Gardens.
Yes, that is interesting. Let me take you back before. You have indicated that when you were a student, you were already involved in food security before Miss Namibia, and also in that aspect. Maybe how was the journey, and how did people, especially young people, students, look at you when you are involving in that aspect, looking at the fact that you are young and you are also in a different field to say, but you have a passion for that food security. How was the journey before you come to the main project, like the one that Santam has sponsored and you partnered with?
I think that journey was a very beautiful one, because people invest where energy already exists.
Mm.
So when they saw me doing this, other young people wanted to jump on board, whether they had money or not. Can you cook? Can you make fat cakes? Like, yeah, I can.
Yeah.
Can you buy meat? Okay, let's buy the meat.
Yeah.
And what was more beautiful about the story is that we were only students, right? So no one had a job. So we were using our pocket money that our parents were sending us. And then a little bit of that is what we're using to go shopping for food. And then that's what we used to prepare the meals for the homeless people in in Braamfontein. And I just thought it was amazing how young people came together. They were inspired. And I was like, actually, there's a huge passion and story here. Mm-hmm. I also grew up in the village, right? Yeah. In the Musati region. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I saw my grandfather do this for his entire life. My father did it. My family does it. I said, let me take also what I've learned then and put it into my journey now.
Yes, and people are talking about technological advancement, and I've seen when you gave your presentation in that boardroom, I was so surprised to see how do you come up with this project, and what is this method that what is the, or how do you call this method of growing of crops or vegetables in water, and maybe just to brief explain what the mode of operation is being used in that regard.
Absolutely. So it is important here to mention my business partners, yeah. Urban Harvest, because yeah. they are the ones that are the agri-tech experts. Yeah. And basically we focus on either the traditional agricultural means of farming, which is soil-based, which everyone is used to, but then we can also venture into more technologically advanced farming systems such as aquaponics and hydroponics, some of which requires water and electricity. So it's a little bit more expensive to implement and to maintain, but it actually saves up on a lot of water, especially with regards to our drought-stricken climate that we currently have in Namibia. It helps us to grow better food. So you can even grow food on top of a concrete a parking lot, which is actually what happens in Eros. If anyone has ever been to the village,
yeah.
all of those fruits and vegetables you're eating from our garden. So, yeah, that is what it is.
Yes, and just while we are there, before we go to the last two questions, how was the reaction of people from Drodabes? I know you pointed out Windu Kurula, especially Drodabes. How was the reaction of people, and how do you look at your project in the next 2 years or so?
The people and community of Drodabes were so appreciative and grateful. Mm-hmm. And it was so important for us that we already found a community of people that were already invested in their own gardening scheme. Mm-hmm. So when we jumped on board, they were like, oh, it can get bigger. It can get better. They didn't know the type of technological advancements and developments that can be put into agriculture and farming. They were just trying on their own to feed their community members, right? And it is based in the heart of Drodabes, which is next to a church and a school. And so surrounding settlement areas, so it will obviously benefit a lot more people. This benefits children with food, this benefits the elderly with food, this also benefits a lot of community members with skills transfer, so they are learning and being educated on how to maintain these gardens. You know, programs that they would have had to pay for money to go to school for, and also to steer them into an entrepreneurial route where they can then sell these fruits and vegetables and then be able to make a living.
Yes. And just one before the last question, let us look at Santam investment in your project. In this program, we discuss about business, and one of the things that we discuss about it is trust. And looking at a corporate institution, for a corporate institution to invest in you, they have to make sure that they trust you. And in that regard, how did you build trust, and also how do other people can also learn? Because at the end of the day, somebody, I can have a very brilliant project or a brilliant business, but when I come to the boardroom, I do not build that trust. Maybe to ordinary people, either young people or business people, how do you build trust so that you can gain confidence of a corporate like Santam, and also to work on bigger things?
I'm going to tell you, no, it's not easy. So I'm not going to lie to you and try to sell you Jesus. It's not easy.
Yeah, yeah.
This was over 6 months long discussions and process, back and forth, emails, meeting in person, having to involve the team from South Africa. So everyone had to get involved. They also have to do a thorough background check on who you are and your credentials.
Yeah.
But also you as an individual believe in your project, right? I already got crowned last year.
Yeah.
It's not easy to get sponsors. But this is a dream that I was extremely passionate about, that I decided to be dedicated and committed to. So they already saw the work that I've done before with the little that I had. Mm-hmm. Our first investors, I think we only got $4,000 million, and now we've jumped to $150,000 million. In future, we want to move to $250,000 million, $500,000, get to a million. So we just want to get bigger and better. So work on yourself, make sure you are a credible source, and trust me, you will get a lot of no's, but all you need is 1 yes. And Santam Namibia gave us that $150,000 million yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a general question, because, you know, when you look at our beauty industry, you see that when somebody has a crown, that is where you go out there, because you have a name, you are at that time, but you have continued to to do what you like, even beyond that. Maybe what is the message that you have, especially either to artists, I'm not only talking about Miss Namibia, to artists who are at their prime, and you have a name, and what is the message that you have to them, especially when it's coming to community development and also food security? Because this program, when we interview economists, you'll be able to realize that Namibia, when it's coming to food security, we are also insecure. Unemployment, we are at 44.4 or so. But the community that you are impacting is quite a very impactful thing. But how do you tell, how do you advise those who are at their prime to make sure that especially the either creative industry or entertainment to use what they have, either their brand and also their name also to impact the lives of the needy?
I think it is very important to remember your why.
Yeah.
If you went into a certain industry, especially this one of limelight and entertainment, your name and your face is everywhere. But if you go there with your good intentions and your good heart, you know why you started and you know that you really want to help people, you will do whatever you can in your power to do so, whether you're famous or not. I would say, like you said, while you're still having relevance and people have your name on their lips, make use of that to actually help the people that need it the most, because you're already being helped. You're already getting all of this fame. Use it for the better cause of the Namibian people, right? Yeah. So long after the crown, the fame is gone, make sure your legacy remains.
Yes, Priscilla Anyero, Miss Namibia 2024. Thank you very much for your time and continue doing what you are doing.
Thank you so much.
Right. Yeah, you heard it yourself. You heard it yourself. Do it while your people have names, have your names on their lips. Do it while you are at the spotlight, because at the end of the day, after splashing that money, after spinning that BM, that Audi, and also that Porsche, there is a time also to grow, and there's also a time where you are no more with, at that point. But what is very important is the legacy. It's a legacy because you find those who, and it's not an attack of somebody who has something. It's also not an attack of somebody who is at the spotlight or at the prime of their career, at the prime of, you know, either you are an athlete, you are a community champion, you are a musician, you are a rapper, like my friend, my nigga Get Rich. You have that fame and funds, but looking at what you can do, because at the end of the day, even institution, there is what we call corporate social responsibility to say, although you are in this community, you make this amount of money, try to make sure that at least you help one or two persons with what you can do. And those are the words, not my words, those are the words of the beauty queen, Miss Namibia 2024. And also to say that building trust is what is necessary. Building trust is what is necessary. And I used to think when people have things, they just got them like yesterday. But what people do not tell us is that people spend many times in meetings that are not giving the outcomes that they want until to the point where the results come out. And that is exactly what the public are seeing, to say maybe this person is lucky, maybe this guy is lucky. But there are people who spend a lot of time behind closed doors discussing about what they can do. So you got it yourself. You got it yourself when it comes to food security. And when you look at statistics, when you look at statistics, although 2024 statistics is saying that you know, there is a huge decline in hunger, say that with around 673 million people, moderate to severe food insecurity affect 2.3 billion people. 2.3 billion people, why 2.6 billion could not afford healthy diet. You are eating, but you are not eating what you're supposed to eat. And there are those who are in a difficult situation. That's why the aspect of food security in Namibia is something which needs critical attention. And also the aspect of understanding the weather, understanding what is that you need to do when it comes to agriculture. Because if you may have a fertile land, you may be at the, you may be, let me give an example of you having a communal land which is fertile. Although how hard work you are working, although you are working very hard 24/7, 24/7, 360 5 days and you do not have advancement in terms of technology, the weather has changed so much, climate have impacted the rain pattern, there are unpredictability, there are issues of oshipahu, grasshoppers, and many others that can hinder your food production capacity. That is why those who are now in agriculture, they find technology. Some are using greenhouses to make sure that they find better and alternative way on how to produce food, because at the end of the day, it's your production output. It's not how hard you work. It's also about how smart, what technological advantage do you have, because now there is always an assistance from technology. Either is testing the soil, either is boosting your production, either is growing of your crops, either is also management of your livestock. Because at the end of the day, we must be able to see what is that which I can use to make sure that I advance my food production. So let's look at Credit Express.
When life gifts you a washing machine that just quit, take control with Express Credit. Borrow up to $32,000. Same day approval. Visit www.expresscredit.com.na or SMS gift to 32274.
And yeah, the time is 15 minutes past the hour of 7. 15 minutes past the hour of 7. We are moving forward with early morning scoop. However, you can engage us in the studio. You can call us in the studio. You can give your questions, contribution, and also your input at 083-288-401. 083-288-401. And yeah, the question you need to ask yourself, what is that you are doing to your community? What is that you are doing to people do not have capacity and also ability to do what you do, or access to people that you have access to? Because sometimes it's not about you giving the product. It's also just about you referring those who are in need to somebody who can assist, those who are in need to an NGO that can assist. And the question that we also have asked is the question of sustainability. It's a question of sustainability. And there are a lot of projects which can turn into a white elephant. There are a lot of projects. We have seen it in Namibia. Either it's a national project, either it's a regional project, or it's a constituency project. There are a lot of gardens which were started in towns and villages. But the question is that how do community members also maintain? Because when something is brought about, it's not about the owner. It's about that of who is, benefit of that. Because in Namibia, what I've seen is that you find somebody really work hard. They say, no, at this village, there is I'll be able to put this type of project. Fence it, you build an office, you recruit somebody, you start operating, and the outputs are coming. And they just want somebody who come and take a gate, some take a fence, some will just come and take materials from there. Then at the end of the day, nothing is left. There's one project which I can give an example, just closer to the village where I come from, India, and I don't think it's right also to talk about that here. But it's something which really pained me to see a very successful project. But just after a few, not more than 5 years, if you go there now, not even a gate, not even a fence, not even a pole, but it was a well-established project to assist people, especially when it's coming to food production. And it was meant to that with the context of giving assistance to people, food production, even during not that rainy season, that people were only cultivating and harvesting seasonally, but it was supposed to be a sustainable project. But now, then the question you're asking yourself is that What is that that we need to do to make sure that we don't only come up with beautiful projects, but also educate our people to say, this is your thing. This is where food is going to come from. It's not about the material I use to build this. It's not about technology. You find somebody, there's an infrastructure built, then a person is just interested in cutting out copper wire so that he can sell to get food on Friday, you know, end of the month. But after that, the machine is not working. Network is out. There's no electricity. Then people are complaining to say, please government, look at us. Please private sector, look at us. We are dying of hunger. Because really, at the end of the day, sometimes it's also about what we do as ordinary citizens. I like giving an example of people thinking that the help will come from outside. Look at what happened in Malawi. And I'm not disencouraging anybody to see politics as a major transformation aspect of life. But you must also see that the human beings, they have much to do. Because in my view, people of Malawi thought removing Peter Mutharika was a better option because they think the political system is the one which is driving everything, which is indeed is part of what is driving everything. Then things become worse. Now the economy of Malawi is not progressing. Debts and a lot of crisis. Now they say, no, we are suffering, please, let's bring the other guy back. Instead of saying, what can we do as citizens to make sure that we understand what is going on and we also do what we can do best? Yeah, because at the end of the day is what we do. Is how responsible are we? How responsible are we in terms of maintaining? The other time I was talking about how we maintain our schools. Because we are taught that this government school can just break the window. If somebody did not see you, you are not going to pay. You can just take a chair from this class to another. Everything is just disorganized. And you understand how stressful are teachers at high school. Because things are not in order, because not really because they were not brought with good intention. It's only that people we don't handle and maintain those stuff. Because at the end of the day, I think we also need to have a discussion of citizens' responsibility. How responsible are we? How responsible are we to make sure that the road which I'm using home is my own thing? The infrastructure that we see, the office that we are, is our own, is my office. Because don't think that when you are working at the same office, it's your thing. And maintaining that is also very important, because it also impacts the service that you are giving. Because at the end of the day, projects must move forward, and the country must reach its intentional goals. And while we are at food security, while we are at advancement of food security, just to look at technology, when you look at, for example, how commercial farmers are doing, if you go back 20 years ago, there was nothing like incubation machines. There were nothing like incubation machines. If you go to poultry farmers, if you go to those who are farming with goats, you'll be able to realize that technology has added value to the farming and also efficiency. There were nothing about weighing of cattle and also goats. They'll just know that this cow maybe is how much, whatever the type people that sell. This cow maybe how old. This cow is maybe for milk and what. Because now, technology has assisted us also to test the health and also the quality of either meat or the quality of products that are being brought. Now the question that you need to ask yourself is that how advanced are you in terms of technology? What is that you need to do, or to make sure that you complaining about climate change? What is that you can change when weather pattern, when rain pattern is not as it has been, as it has expected? Somebody gave an example to say the weather of these days is unpredictable. It's like a craving, a human being. Today I want this, tomorrow I want this. Next week I want this. And there's a lot of surprises. And even if you look at what leaders are saying, to say, climate change have impacted, especially developing nations, so much to that you do not even know that this year we have a blessing in terms of rain. Last year it was not how it has been. And last year, the drought that we experienced last year is even impacting. One of the reason Namibia economy in 2025 grow below 3.7% compared to last year, where last year there was also a drought, is that it's climate, and it's also the impact in the primary industry such as livestock. The impact in the primary industry such as livestock. What guarantee that we have that next year? What guarantee that we have that next year the climate pattern are going to be better, that the livestock industry is going to boost? What guarantee that we have? And what can we do to counter that? Because if you look at millions of dollars which millions, I think around 50 millions of food coming from China to assist us Namibians. When you look at what Office of the Prime Minister have been doing, the question is that how can we avoid such things, to say every time it's only us who are given? Every time it's only us who are given. There is Miss Namibia here who decided to say, I'm going to go this way. It's not only here. There are also other Namibians. Are we willing to help them? Are we willing to help other Namibians who are also in this? Are we willing to support Namibian businesses who are in the food industry? Because those are the questions that we need to continue asking ourselves. Those meme who are selling vegetables, onions and tomatoes, are we supporting them? Are we supporting them? And are we also taking up that space to say, if this person is supporting, this person is selling, for example, maize, particularly onion and tomatoes, and also green pepper, and this person is transporting this thing from 700 kilometers away from where we are, can we come up with a garden that can cut the supply? Then we can boost our food production, because there is always a market somewhere. Because if you shorten the distance, you shorten the cost, and you start producing things at home. And also the question that we need to ask ourselves, and do you know that, for example, in city of Windhoek has Kukuna farm. There's something that is called farm Kukuna. Have you engaged the city of Windhoek and also asked to say, what is the production of that farm? How many people are producing food there? What is the yield? Because as an ordinary person in Windhoek and you're interested in farming, go to city of Windhoek and ask, why can I get a plot there? How should somebody get a plot at farm Kukuna? Is it functional? Because we need to ask those questions to say, how can we support the city? How can we support our towns? Go and visit there. It's not far. Go and ask those who are in charge to say, I want to visit that farm of city of Windhoek. And I also want to see how many people got project there. If you are a student of agriculture, it's up to you to go and check. It's not only city of Windhoek, it's go and ask how many gardens towns have. And in what state are they? And I'm also very happy to see, especially in Angwena region, looking at particularly what my colleague Louis Sashimi have been covering, to see that many schools, they boost their game of school gardening. They boost their game of school gardening, even involving parents, which is quite a very important thing, because there you have an agricultural teacher, you have learners, then you also have parents who come and harvest and also make their own food. Because at the end of the day, there must be something that is called sustainability of food production. Sustainability of food production. Because you cannot be safe when your army is being fed with food from other country. You cannot be safe when your police is being fed with food from other country. What guarantee, security guarantee you have? If you cannot even produce for your own army, you cannot even produce for your own police, for your own security cluster. Because that is already dangerous. So, it's quite important. So it's 29 minutes past the hour of 7. It's 29 minutes past the hour of 7. We have around 30 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. Let us look at Namibie Mills and move forward.
From sunrise to supper time, Namib Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality, and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment. It's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation, and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities, and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian, passionately feeding the nation.
Namib Mills, feeding the nation.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the R.
Lipura mingi no wapuwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida Ashike kapeno we kutite oko we ekukulile Osha safana no geshe feili mehola ma iho tike.
Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop, while we are there, while we are there at food security. It's quite also important to look around. So quite very important also to look around and also see what is happening in terms of the economy. Is happening in terms of the economy, and the leader of World Trade Organization, that is Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. It's a Dr. Ngozi, it's the head of World Trade Organization, has defended agency as U.S. tariffs rattle global trade. That she spoke about, tariffs, because for your own understanding, World Trade Organization is a referee in international trade. It's a referee in the international trade, and be able to understand that Dr. Ngozi, who is the leader of World Trade Organization, the first woman, especially from Africa, to hold that post, has also shown concern, especially when it comes to tariffs and also global tariffs, the global tariffs war, and I also showed concern. And Dr. Ngozi is a director general of World Trade Organization, and he's a Nigerian economist who at one point was a minister of finance in Nigeria, and also wished to stabilize So we have to stabilize, world trade, business, and also, its people. Yeah, we need to look at, a speech because it's quite, very important because, where we are now in the world, although, we may talk about sovereignty, we may talk about independence in terms of states. You cannot have a conversation. And one economist actually at the BON stated that no, you cannot have a conversation in this economic world without Donald Trump. You cannot have a conversation without Donald Trump, particularly conversation regarding the economy, which is quite true. Which is quite true, because although it's not for really quite a good reason every day, it's really for quite good reason every day, with imposition of tariffs, and with the country such as United States, which has been an economic power player and a trader with many countries in the world, the tariffs have crippled a lot of countries' economies, and continue to cripple a lot of countries' economy. And Dr. Ngozi stated that these tariffs will lead to global recession. These tariffs will lead to global recession, and may lead to catastrophic. Lead to catastrophic impact, particularly on developing economy, particularly on developing economy. Because when you look at globalization, we are already seeing it because numbers do not lie. When you look at the downward or downturn in global economic activity, when you look at decline in world real GDP per capita, the decrease in industrial production, trade and capital flows, we are already seeing it. And if things continue to be like this, it will not go as is predicted, because remember, as we have been speaking about trade balance, I want you to take statistics of Namibia trade balance from just from January to July, from January to July. Then you do a total calculation on import bills and also export earning. Just a basic calculation. You don't need to be an economist to know that. Just a basic calculation. Then you see how much money are we losing and how many things are we selling into the world. Then you look at the economic growth of Namibia since 2020. Look at the economic growth of Namibia since 2020. And look at the increment in the real GDP, because you may be increasing every year, but at a decreasing rate. Because in economy, you may be growing at a decreasing rate. As they are saying, your GDP, your real GDP, if it was 3.7 in 2024. Now it's also growing at 3.5 in 2025. And in the same year, you are reclassified as a lower middle income country. And it's also the same year that apart from you being reclassified, it's also the same year that you are put at high risk jurisdiction by European Union, which is not just a ranking. And regardless of attracting investment, or regardless of being number one in terms of attracting of investment, you may be able to realize that when it comes to what trade organization chief has to say, it's quite significant. It's quite significant. And the thing that we need to look at is what is that we can do? When you say the world is no more trading with us at the price that we used to buy in, the world is no more buying our product at the price that they used to buy. Now, what can we do? Let us trade with Africa. Yes, we want to trade with Africa, but what are the implications of us trading with Africa? How long is it going to take us to fully integrate Africa? And when you speak about mineral beneficiation, for example, or additional value, have we started already, or we are still at the talking stage? Because there is quite very different. It's quite different. It's quite different because when you look at what we have quite a lot on our plate to consume. We have quite a lot on our plate to consume. But let us look at what is Dr. Gozi saying. What is Dr. Gozi saying, especially being the referee in trade, because the function of World Trade Organization is international trade regulations, and also to also monitor those who are not trading based on the rules of engagement, and also deal with trade disputes. Also deal with trade disputes. It's quite a very important institution. It's quite a very important institution. And when you see Dr. Ngozi, she's been quiet, but when she speak, you may be able to see that we have to listen and also see what is that we can do. So let us look at this news. Let us look at this news and move forward.
Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala has called for urgent reforms to restore stability and predictability in global trade as pressure mounts from member states divided over trade equity, dispute resolution, and institutional transparency.
I think the role of the WTO is to provide stability and predictability in world trade. And business people trade. And many of the business people from all our members, they understand very well the value of the WTO. Business people who trade want predictability and stability. They want to know that when their goods go from one country to another, that they are going to arrive and they will know how the goods will be valued, what tariffs to expect, and therefore how marketable their goods will be in the country that is importing those goods and whether they'll make a profit. Yeah. Out of it. So that the predictability of global rules is what the WTO stands for, and the stability.
In an interview, Okonjo-Iweala defended her agency's role in global trade. U.S. tariffs have upended markets, leading to criticism of the WTO.
And so I think that this is what is important. People take the system for granted. They expect to walk into a store and just find the goods they want to buy sitting there. But the rules that underpin that trade that brings the goods is not well known. Now, we also need to admit that you talked about reforms, that the WTO needs to listen to criticisms. And the WTO is made up of its members. And many of them are criticizing one thing or the other about the way it functions. This is a golden opportunity for members to say, okay, global trade is in a crisis. Let's seize the opportunity to do the reforms and tackle the challenges of the system and make it even better.
Okonjo-Iweala's remarks come at a time of heightened global anxiety over U.S. trade policies, which have reignited fears of a broader trade war.
Yes, that is, we have 42 minutes. No, it's 42 minutes past the hour of 7. It's 42 minutes past the hour of 7. And you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And yeah, looking at Dr. Ngozi, Dr. Ngozi, you were well, that is the Director General of World Trade Organization. We are stating to say World Trade Organization is a referee in international trade. It's a referee which in international trade, it's administering trade agreement, forum for trade, negotiations, and also, you know, methods and mechanism to solve trade disputes. And coming at the point where the chief of World Trade Organization is stating that the world will end up at a global recession if reforms are not tackled very well, if the issues of global tariffs or tariffs war is not handled very well. And you also need to understand the issue of reciprocity, because when America imposed tariffs on, for example, Lesotho, 50%, the rest also imposed tariffs on American goods. That is becoming a 50-50. And the question is that who is that who is going to suffer? Who is that who is going to suffer? And also, now, when you look at global realignment that we have been speaking about, say Africa is at the center of two bulls fighting. We are at the center of two bulls fighting, and it's also up to us to see how can we leverage this opportunity, or we are going to perish in this fight. So let us look at NSA, then we move on.
Hello Namibia. The NSA is conducting the Household Income and Expenditure Main Survey from the 28th of April 2025 to the 22nd of April 2026. Our officials in NSA uniforms, IDs and branded vehicles will visit selected households in all 14 regions. Hashtag Your Data Matters.
Yes, while we are there, maybe it's a time for African head of states and also African business people to cooperate and look at inward, because when you look at like Asia, you look at Asia, when you look at Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit, for example, when these countries met, they are defining their future of international trade. Because what is on their table, is the aspect of de-dollarization, which they already did, to say the third currency has always been a problem in our international trade. And what is shocking you is that when you look at the statistics, of Shanghai Cooperation Summit, Shanghai Cooperation Organization members, you'll be able also to see that their economic growth, their GDP grew beyond the IMF international prediction, which grew beyond 4% against international prediction. Now, when Dr. Ngozi is speaking about predictability. When he's speaking about predictability, one of the things that she stated is that business people and also traders, they want to know how predictable is the market, and also how are they going to make profit? How are they going to make profit? Because In the world of products traveling millions of or thousands and thousands of kilometers around the world, the products traveling thousands of kilometers around the world, you may be able also to see that there is a lot of involvement, either logistics, either middlemen, and many other things. Then you end up wasting your money or putting your money in the water, because middlemen are also involved. Logistical arrangements are also involved, and also issues of trade routes also matters, and also issues of currency also matters, because money is not only what you see, but there is a lot of complications behind that. When you are wearing a Levi's jean, don't just look at it at that. Look at the man who was transporting that Levi's jean. Look at the people who are working at the cotton factory. Look at trade laws. Look at law enforcement. Look at all those things. Look at tax. Because trade is so complicated to that extent that if we do not understand it very well, if we do not know what is expected from us, who continue to suffer and who continue to be at the receiving end of those who looked internal to deal with their problems. Because, for example, the establishment of BRICS is very significant in global development, and it's also very dangerous, especially to developing countries, because you'll be forced to choose between one and the over the other. Just look at where we are as Namibia. We are well positioned. We have our brother South Africa, but South Africa is also not doing well. South Africa also has his own problems. We have our brother South Africa, who's gotten some whips from the United States based on the alliance of South Africa with Russia and also China. However, South Africa is a key player in Africa when you look at the economy. Because remember, in terms of percentage, we depend more on South African trade, but South Africa does not depend more on us in terms of trade. Because South Africa is trading less with SADC than SADC trade with South Africa. South Africa is more outward. It's dealing with the real business outside. Because when we say South Africa, we depend on South Africa, don't think South Africa depend on us much, although he need us. But when you look at the statistic and trade, you'll be able to realize that South Africa is trade more with outside world than with SADC region. And that is how big the economy of South Africa is. When you look at South Africa, a budget is trillions of dollars. It's not billions. It's trillions of dollars. And we had to see in November at G20. To see November G20. We also had to see what Namibia role will be. If our president is also going to be invited either as an observer, or we had to send some delegation there, because it's quite a very important global summit. It's quite a very important global summit. So it's 50 minutes past the hour of 7. It's 50 minutes past the hour of 7. And we have around 9 minutes there before we give the mic to Mike to unpack the day. Before we give the mic to Mike to unpack the day. So fundamental questions we need to ask ourselves. And I think that is also to preempt what we're going to speak about at the BES is the future of possibilities. Let's look at the future of possibilities, because what are the possibilities if things do not go according to plan? What are the possibilities of not to say we want global economic recession? What are the possibilities of surviving locally if economy does not go according to plan, as we are already seeing? What is our alternative if AGOA is not extended? What is our alternatives if South Africa did not solve? What is the long term plan that we are having if South Africa and United States did not solve their crisis, or their disagreement, especially in terms of trade? And in terms of value addition, Botswana had all the exportation of diamond. What are we going to do about it? Are we still polishing and cutting, or we are still polishing, cutting, and making a product? What is the progress in terms of that? And many other sectors. And I think in the new industries, receive some not too good news on the governance and leadership issues. But that is up for interpretation. Our focus is always to say, how can an ordinary person, how many people are being removed from poverty? And for how long are you going to stand on social grants? I am seeing the Minister of Justice is concerned about continuation of paying fishermen in Okapare for not doing work. It's quite a very strong argument. And from a legal point of view, it's quite a very strong argument to say, Why are we paying you? Why are we paying you for not delivering a certain kind of a job? And it's quite complicated. It's quite complicated because remember, it's like these people are already on the social grant, but there's no work being done, which is a debatable issue. But looking at from a legal, you may want to say the minister is right, and you may also want to say the minister must wait and assist these people. But the question is that maybe it's something also that you need to ask yourself is that what does it mean when an employee is working? Because when you are working, whatever you do, whether you are a cleaner, whether you are a guard, whether you are a taxi driver, whatever you do, you are not only doing it for yourself. When you are paid for doing that job, you are also doing it for other people. And it has a direct and indirect impact on ordinary people on the ground. But when you look at how things are, where we are going, I think we need to tighten the belt. We need to tighten the belt and also see how we are going to navigate through. So, we have 4 minutes before we give the mic to Mike. Let us pay the bills. Then, we'll come and conclude and look at what Michael Choveri has for us. What Michael Choveri has for us in unpacking the day. I will Mike unpack the day when you give him the mic. So let us pay the bills, then we can come and conclude and also look at what is there at Ondangwa when my colleague and Mike Oshoveri will come and unpack the day with you. And yeah.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Even a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of
its. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Even a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
Yes, it's 57 minutes past the hour of 7, and you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And today we spoke about food security. We were in a conversation with Priska Anyoro, Miss Namibia 2024, when she spoke about the project and involvement in food security and also upgrading rural communities, and also gave a message to say those who are at the spotlight of their career, also who are at the prime of their career, you are at the peak of your profession, whether you're an athlete, you're a musician, use that before it faint, because time wasted, it's an income lost, and it will never come, and regretting will not solve those problems. But when you are at that point, make sure that you do it to the best of your abilities, because if you want to do a charity, if you are in NGO, you know, you can be closing your eyes, but you can pick any problem. In Namibia, wherever you start, you don't need to face on food security, but wherever you start, there's a lot of challenges. Whatever you pick, either is value addition, either is upskilling of people, either is SME capacitation, either is all the sectors. You can pick wherever you can pick. And there's a power in assisting others, because I believe so much in the law of attraction, to say whatever you give, it will come back to you. If you give negative energy will come to you. If you give positive energy, you are also assisting yourself by assisting others. And you are also plotting that very important long-term advantageous developmental plan when you are assisting others, because at the end of the day, those of you who will be in need will also get assistance when you reach a point where you do not have anything. So, dear listeners, I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Mike Oshoveri. I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Mike Oshoveri to unpack the day. So thank you very much for always tuning in, and I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Mike Oshoveri to make sure that we take the day through. You see what we have throughout the day, and what history is telling us, and what is that we need to do moving forward. So from me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now, and see you next time, same place, same time.